listening to Rosano Radio on WMFO, Medford, 91.5 FM.
All the way from the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and today.
The best
sounds
in 1 hour mix.
Coming up on Ed Sullivan's Rock and Roll Classics, it's the top hits of 1968, a year that changed the world.
If you will let me give you more.
Gary Puckett and the Union Gap. It took a war to make these guys rock and roll stars. James and the Shondells, a song inspired by the view from Tommy's window.
Time has come today. Hey!
The Chambers Brothers, from gospel to psychedelic punk.
My Delilah.
Tom Jones, the sexiest singer since the King.
I'd like to get to know you.
Spanky and Argan, they'd like to get to know you.
So let's get back.
American boys go behind the Iron Curtain. Coming up, a year that changed the world. The top hits of 1968 on Ed Sullivan's Rock and Roll Classics. Black power, flower power, power to the people. Politics, Vietnam, and the electric Kool-Aid acid test. Both Martin Luther King Jr. and Robert Kennedy were assassinated. Richard Nixon and Spiro Agnew were elected to the White House. Democratic National Convention turned into an ugly riot on a dark night in Chicago. But there was a lighter side in '60s. Barbra Streisand was the funniest girl in the movies. Laugh-In was socking it to TV fans nationwide. And in May of that year, Gary Puckett and the Union Gap came to the Ed Sullivan Theater. They were in the middle of a string of four straight gold records. Less than 2 years before, the group was virtually unknown. After combining a radio-friendly pop soul sound with a gimmick, band members dressed in Civil War uniforms, the Union Gap's first release, Woman Woman, was a top five hit. And here they are, performing their third gold record in a row, Lady Willpower.
From San Diego, California, here is Gary Puckett and the Union Gap.
Here's our brand new tune, Lady Willpower.
You want to see, but you're afraid of what I might have on my mind. One thing you can be sure of, I'll take good care of you if you will let me give you more.
Lady Will.
As Tommy James and the Shondells were preparing to record their fourth album, the group was struggling to come up with song titles. Then one day, as Tommy was gazing out the window of his New York City apartment, he spotted a billboard advertising the insurance company Mutual of New York. He took the first letter from each word, M-O-N-Y, and doubled. The result was the song Money Money, and the payoff was a top five record in the spring of 1968.
Tommy James and the Shondells currently have the number one hit record in the country, Crimson and Clover. Here are the record-breaking, record-making Tommy James and the Shondells.
That's correct.
Fine. Where were you? Weren't you born in New York City?
Well, I was actually born in Dayton, Ohio, but I was raised in Niles, Michigan. Sorry about that. Yeah. And I've lived in New York for about 3.5 years now.
Fine. Well, glad to have you as
well,
a new
resident. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. And you guys are wonderful. And the people are great.
Reared on the gospel and blues of their rural Mississippi sharecropper beginnings, inspired by the message of folk music, lured by the possibilities of the psychedelic movement, the Chambers Brothers brewed a potent musical stew. By 1968, their time had come to appear on the Ed Sullivan Show.
Now, the hot rock Chambers Brothers.
Anyway, time has come today.
In the same year they appeared on Sullivan, the Chambers brothers made concert appearances with acts as diverse as The Byrds, Steppenwolf, Jefferson Airplane, and The Doors. America continued to charge forward. The Apollo 8 crew was pleasantly spaced out as they became the first three astronauts to orbit the moon. Ex-First Lady Jackie Kennedy married Greek shipping tycoon Aristotle Onassis, and in Vietnam, the end of the war became a possibility with the commencement of the Paris peace talks. In rock and roll, the Beach Boys were traveling. In 1968, they became the first major American rock band to play behind the Iron Curtain when they performed in Czechoslovakia. But in the fall of 68, October 13th, the Beach Boys were back in the USA on the Ed Sullivan Show with a top hit of 68, Do It Again.
Well, here's the melodious group who've been fracturing coast audiences. Here, the Beach Boys. For all of the youngsters of the U.S. and Canada who've been asking for their return is Spanky and Our Gang, singing their new record, I'd Like to Get to Know You.
But I'd like to get to know you.
Yes, I would.
But I'd like to get to know you.
If I could.
But I'd like to get to know
Finally you. Finally I found searching all around just was not the answer. Thought was true, looked a bit like you. I figured I might chance her.
But I'd like to get to know you.
Yes, I would.
But I'd like to get to know you.
If I could.
But I'd like to get to know
you. Hardly need to say, she went on her way, said it was all over. Well, it's been some time, and I guess that I just meant to be a rover.
I'd like to get to know you.
Yes, I would.
Yes, I'd like to get to know you.
If I could.
Well, I can't promise that I'll spend a day with you. I can't promise that I'll find a way with you. I can't promise, no, I can't promise that I'll love you. But I'd like to get to know you.
Yes, I would.
Yes,
once I thought I found her. Built my world around her.
Ed Sullivan introduced a young man from Wales who some critics said was the sexiest performer since Elvis. And there are few female fans who disagree. Here he is on the Ed Sullivan Show with a top 10 of 68, Delilah.
You know, every American kid starts playing baseball when he's about six, and every Welsh youngster starts singing when he's about 6 years old. Here from Wales is the youngster who won Bravos during his recent standing room only engagement at the Cope Cabana. Here is, from Wales, Tom Jones and Heath McNiff.
I saw the light on the night that I passed by her window. I saw the flickering shadows of love on her blind.
Good night, everybody, and thank you for having been a fine audience. Good night.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. Hey, this is Billy Carl Mancini from Bird Mancini. You're listening to Frank Rosano on Rosano Radio, WMFO Medford, Massachusetts.
Hi, folks. I'm Ruby Bird from Bird Mancini, and you're listening to Frank Rosano on Rosano Radio, WMFO Medford, Massachusetts. Yeah.
Yeah.
the love of music. Your number one station in town.
Rossano Radio.
You're listening to Rossano Radio. I'm your host, FR. Glad you guys are tuning in. That was a long set, huh? You just heard Hurry Sherry by Foxpass. And before that, we had Man Plans, God Laughs by Bird Mancini. Another great song. Before that one, we had Ed Sullivan's Rock and Roll Classics. And those were actual performances, exactly how they were broadcast on the Ed Sullivan Show from way back when. Hey, want to get in touch? Go to RossanoRadio.com, click on the contact link. Want to get your music on the show? Click on Submit Music. It's that simple. Okay, what else? Let's see. Well, Patriots are in last place, but not all is lost. Celtics and Bruins are doing fantastic. Both teams currently in first place, not too shabby. As for the Patriots, not sure what's going on, and I'm not going to waste my time and energy trying to figure it out. All I know is with Brady, we appear in 9 Super Bowls, and we win 6 of them. Without Brady, we're in last place. Go figure. Anyway, we're going to get back to more Ed Sullivan Rock and Roll Classics right now. You ready? Let's do it.
Coming up on Ed Sullivan's Rock and Roll Classics, the top hits of 1969, the end of a decade.
'Cause baby, it's you.
This song was recorded by both the Shirelles and the Beatles, but the one you'll remember best is the one by Smith.
Jean.
Oliver and the Prime of Miss Jean Brody.
This is the dawning of the end of Aquarius.
The Fifth Dimension. They sold 2 million copies of this record in 3 months, thanks to Broadway's Hair.
I heard you're getting married.
Brooklyn Bridge. These one-time Battle of the Band rivals teamed up for a number one hit.
Big wheel will keep on turning. Brown mirror keep on burning.
Creedence Clearwater Revival. Their classic swamp rock song about a Mississippi riverboat. The end of a decade. The top hits of 1969 on Ed Sullivan's Rock and Roll Classics.
One, two, three.
1969, the radical decade was coming to an end, but there was no end in sight to the history-making events of that tumultuous era. Woodstock was a rowdy reminder that rock and roll was here to stay. Astronauts Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin moonwalked across the Sea of Tranquility. And the Beatles said even if you do play our records backwards, Paul is not dead. And on October 19th, 1969, rock and roll history continued on The Ed Sullivan Show when Smith, a band who recorded only two albums, sang their top hit of 1969. It's a song that had been previously recorded by both the Beatles and the Shirelles, but it's the Smith version that charted the highest.
Here's this for the youngsters. Here's the rock group called Smith. So let's have a fine welcome for them.
It's not the way you smile that touch my heart. It's not the way you kiss that tears me apart. Many, many, many nights go by. I sit alone at home and cry over you. What can I do? Don't hurt nobody, nobody. 'Cause baby, it's you.
Swofford, an unknown North Carolina bluegrass musician who finally got a shot at the big time, and he made it. But not as William Swofford. Remember a guy named Oliver? Oliver had two hits, one from a play, Hair, and the other from the popular film The Prime of Miss Jean Brodie. Here's Oliver on Sullivan, October 12, 1969, singing the song from that film and his top hit of 69, Jean.
We've had many great moments on our stage, and here's another that I think you'll all remember. Ladies and gentlemen, here is singing star Oliver.
And the clouds are so low, you can touch them and so.
come out to the meadow, Jean. Jean, Jean, you're young and alive. Come out of your half dream, dream, and run if you will to the top of the hill. Open your arms, Bonnie Jean, till the sheep in the valley come home my way, till the stars fall around me and find me alone, when the sun comes a-singing, I'll still be waiting. All the leaves have gone green, while the hills are ablaze with the moon's yellow rays. Come into my arms, honey Jean. Come out of your half dream, dream, and run if you will to the top of the hill. Come into my arms, Bonnie.
More amazing than 1969. The amazing Mets stunned the sports world by winning their first World Series. The Smothers Brothers were stunned when CBS canceled their popular TV series. And parents were delighted when Sesame Street debuted on television. And in rock and roll, an unknown band suddenly found themselves with the number one hit in the country. These New Yorkers first met as rivals in a Battle of the Bands contest on Long Island, New York. They then decided to team up as Brooklyn Bridge. And here they are with their only hit, The Worst That Could Happen.
Now here are the 10 guys, and the one gal you know is the Brooklyn Bridge. Their lead singer is Johnny Maestro, who comes from Staten Island. Let's have a fine hand for them. A welcome for them.
And girl, I don't
but it's the worst that could happen.
A Broadway musical called Hair created a cultural phenomenon. It not only stunned America with its drug references and nudity, Hair also astonished America with the incredible success of its music. Credit much of that success to this group, The Fifth Dimension. On May 18, 1969, The Fifth Dimension sang a medley from Hair, a single that spent a month and a half atop the pop charts and sold 2 million copies in only 3 months.
Again, singing the hit song from their latest album, The Age of Aquarius, that's the right note, The Fifth Dimension.
Thank you. before. And Sylvia and Betty told me to tell you that you are the greatest.
Well, all of them. Thank you very much.
And the audience feels the same way.
In 1969, Creedence Clearwater Revival scored with six top 40 hits. Their first single of the year was a rock classic. The B-side was a song called Born on the Bayou, and the A-side was a tribute to a Mississippi riverboat. On March 9, 1969, Creedence Clearwater Revival took the Sullivan audience for a short trip up the Big Muddy when they performed Proud Mary.
Now, all of the youngsters through the country and kind of been asking us for this group, so here is the Creedence Clearwater opening with their number one record hit, Proud Mary. So let's have a tremendous welcome for you. Good night, everybody, and thank you for having been a fine audience. Good night.
Right, you're listening to Rosano Radio. I'm your host, FR, and you just heard Ed Sullivan's Rock and Roll Classics. Actual performances, exactly how they aired on the show way back when. And that's going to do it for this week's show. I'll be back next Monday, 10 a.m. Hope you guys join me again. Meantime, be kind to each other, and I hope you have a great week. I'm going to leave you with a couple of tracks. I'm not sure which ones yet, so hang in there. And maybe they'll bring you back to a good place. Also, you can get the band names and titles of all the tracks that were played on today's show by just going to WMFO.org, click on Schedule, scroll down, and click on Rosano Radio. And it'll have all the tracks that were played on today's show. Okay, take care, everybody. Be well, be safe, and I'll catch you next week.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
You're tuned in to Rossano Radio on WMFO Medford, 91.5 FM and worldwide at WMFO.org.